Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, August the 12th, 2008. It is all the geek without any of that irritating wait.
Won't you wait a little bit, please? Just wait just a tiny bit.
We got some geek for you, but you're going to have to wait for it. You get your geek on like next Thursday.
No. What's that about?
Hells no.
Broadcasting live from the WRAR Worldwide Studio Headquarters, towering high above historic Tappahannock, Virginia.
We're up here.
That there, friends, is Billy Flynn.
Do I show off?
Just a bit.
Oh, wow. Huh.
All right.
I'm learning things about
Check
myself.
Check me out. I'm wearing my official daytime gear today.
What?
I am the vicar.
Jump right into my nightmare. The water is warm.
Yes. Yes, it's tasty.
Are you
here.
Going somewhere today?
Put in some onions, carrots, too. Make a stew.
Ooh.
No. I just don't have anything else clean. No, I just wanted to wear a polo shirt today because it's that mid-ground between formal and slack.
Oh, okay.
You know, I wear my khakis and a polo shirt, and it's the only one clean. That's all.
Okay. Well, good to know.
So, yeah, there we go.
Surviving in a modern office world.
Yes, absolutely. Let's talk television, Billy Flynn.
Why
Here's
not?
What's on the tube for tonight. Tuesday night TV, NBC. Look at this. NBC, Billy, is showing the Olympics.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy talk?
Who knew?
The men's team final in gymnastics, also U.S. beach volleyball, and several swimming events tonight from Beijing on NBC.
Tonight on ABC, right after an episode of Wipeout, it's
Wanna Bet?
Wanna Bet, Billy?
Tonight, a marching band must pack into a van and play a song in 10 seconds.
Wow.
I think they can do it. Oh, yeah?
It's like
Wanna
a clown
bet?
Car. I
Kinda.
Get it. Yeah. I see what they're doing there, and I'm excited.
They're
power
wacky.
Of veto competition is tonight on Big Brother on CBS.
Yeah.
Huh? Don't they do that every single week?
Yeah, is that the whole point of the damn
every
show?
Every week I've read the review and it's talked about this veto thing.
Veto.
So I don't get it.
It's time to veto. Tonight's are on Country Music Television. It's the Ingvall Your Sign Awards.
Oh.
So now we'll know who Country Music Television deems dumb enough to get a sign.
Well, here's your sign.
Huh.
Oxygen Channel tonight, the season finale of Tori and Dean, Home Sweet Hollywood.
Aww.
Tonight's episode includes Tori and Dean's music video, So In Love.
Aww.
The song was in last week's episode, Billy.
Oh, man. But that's up against Fox showing a rerun of Terminator, The Sarah Connor Chronicles, in which tonight Sarah searches for Skynet creators.
Oh,
which
my.
Is
Where are they?
Like, what, the second movie, right? And then the third movie again. You know, okay.
I don't know. Nor do I care. But all I'm right. excited because over on BET, I can rewatch Soul Plane.
Well, I'm excited because Disney Channel is showing a Goofy movie again.
I know you love that movie.
I frackin' love
I know
a
you
Goofy
do.
Movie.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh. Spike TV tonight. This is where it all started, and we wish it hadn't.
What are you talking about?
George Lucas's Phantom Menace when he decided, let's go back and revisit this whole Star Wars thing.
Come on. What, Jar Jar is really that bad? Is he really as bad as you remember? I'm just
you know,
asking.
That's a good question. I think I've seen it once.
Okay.
So maybe not. I don't know. Watch it again. See if it's still bad. I'm
Family
betting it
Channel
is.
Gives you the chance to see Hayden Panettiere in a cheerleader outfit.
Hey, that's new.
And Bring It On All or Nothing, the sequel to the sequel.
Oh, it's done been brought in.
Apparently it has. VH1 tonight's got Boys in the Hood. Larry Fishburne. Remember when he was
when
Larry
When he was Larry,
Fishburne?
That's right.
Ice Cube is in that.
The it's Cube!
Fun. Turner Classic Movies has Vertigo. The Learning Channel tonight is showing a show called Pregnant for 46 Years.
Hells yeah. That'd be interesting.
Ectopic pregnancy, it says.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means tonight. But if I'm watching anything tonight, I'm flipping it over to Women's Entertainment. Because tonight you can just curl yourself on up, gentlemen, and sit in front of the TV for a marathon of Secret Lives of Women.
Oh.
And maybe you'll learn something, not about them, but maybe about yourself.
Wow, Billy.
That's deep, man.
Oh, my gosh. That is, man.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's that or watch the Olympics again.
I'm going to get in touch with my womanly side. Or at least I'm going to try to touch my woman. So we'll see which one is going to happen first, right?
Catch Listen up! It's time for mail call!
What do they say? Wish in one hand, shit in the other. See which fills up first.
You never
All right.
Tell.
Let's see. Gents, it looks as though someone at WotC is listening to us unwashed hordes. Yesterday, Wizards announced that they're going to be revising both the 4E, GSL, and SRD. I don't know what those stand for, Billy.
They stand for words.
Okay. Hopefully, this will take care of a lot of the very heavy-handed restrictions that Wizards had on potential third-party publishers in the previous version. He's got the link in the mail. I guess we'll wait and see, won't we? That's from Zero over on those out-frackin'-standing forums at GeekRadioDaily.com. which you guys should join, by the way. I know nothing about 4E. I'm hoping to because my boy Cameron is putting together a 4E game. I'm going to test it, and I'll let you know.
Oh, okay. Jonathan in Birmingham says, "Dear guys, the relationship between me and my mom is not American Pie type. If you don't get it, you're not a geek."
Oh, no.
That's like, you know, italicized, bold,
I know, and, it's
and
bold?
Underlined.
Right.
How many exclamation marks is that?
God.
Not that there's anything wrong with it, but if I had a thing for older ladies, I wouldn't mind letting Meryl Streep do what she needs to do. Ladies?
I have a thing for older women.
But anyway, my mom is 51, will be 52 on August 31st. Oh, almost happy birthday there. I will be celebrating her birthday with her during the whole month to make up for not being here on her birthday.
Actually, Jonathan says he'll be celebrating her birthday, if you read very carefully. So. All right, thank you, Jonathan.
Celebrating?
And let's officially close this
topic.
Does
he lock his mom up in a...
Let's close this topic because I'm still creeped out talking this much about Jonathan's mom. Vicar, I heard that you didn't like Be Kind Rewind and took some flack from that stance from your partner over there, but in your defense, I'm with you, brother. I liked Be Kind Rewind initially, but my admiration diminished greatly after watching a small British movie called Son of Rambo. The movie tells the story of two unlikely school chums who attempt to make a film about the son of Rambo's quest to save his father. This movie had all the love of filmmaking of Be Kind Rewind, plus a fully fleshed-out story and believable characters. When Be Kind Rewind seems so hollow in comparison, and while the sweeted films were clever, after careful reflection, what the hell's wrong with me?
After careful
reflection, they were a little more than glorified YouTube videos. Thanks for the great podcast, Robert from Dallas.
Robert from Dallas?
Yeah, that was my impression, too.
But see, Robert said at least he liked Be Kind Rewind until he saw Son of Rambo. Son of Rambo played in one theater in Richmond for 3 days, and I missed it. It's number one on my Netflix list and on my queue, and comes out on August 26th, and I desperately want to see that movie because it looks fantastic.
And as Billy says to me, Robert, and I assume he's going to pass that on to you as well with regard to my dislike of Be Kind Rewind.
God, why do you hate movies?
So if you want to write us, please do so. We love to get email. This is a great day, Billy. 3 emails? I love it.
I know.
It's not our record or anything, but I do like when we get 3 emails or more. So write us at podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, or The Bruce at GeekRadioDaily.com. Coming back with new DVDs and geekily news for this here Tuesday, August 12, 08, Geek Radio Daily.
Get your geek on in a Geek Label t-shirt. Shirts for gamers, geeks, and tech heads. If you like games, movies, computers, or comics, we've got your new t-shirt waiting for you. Let Geek Label change your life. You can go from
oh hell no
to
oh hell yeah
in the blink of a t-shirt. And the best part, every design is available in all kinds of silky smooth colors and shirt styles. Short and long sleeve tees, and for the ladies, ringers, raglans, ladies tees, even spaghetti strap tees. Feel fly, walk tall, be irresistible to the opposite sex.
Died, even we can't do all that.
Hundreds of designs and they're all off the hook, yo. You pick the style, you pick the color, we do the rest. Cause that's how we roll. Get your geek on at Geek Label. That's one word, geeklabel.com.
Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, August the 12th, 2008. All the geek without the weight, Flynn and the Vicar. Just waiting on you, waiting for that lap dance.
Oh.
And hopefully we're going to get down to Dragon Con.
Oh.
Somebody
going to
give us a lap dance.
Are you still talking
Dragon
to Jonathan's mom?
Well, all right. Anyway, all right. Let's talk DVDs, baby.
I caught you.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
Well, we got a few things on there.
There's a couple.
Most of these lists are predominantly TV seasons nowadays.
Yeah.
Which is fine,
whatever. Yeah, it's quite a few of those. Yeah.
South Park, complete 11th season is out. What are they on now?
Oh, 12, 13.
Oh, my God. Anyway, the complete 11th season of South Park is available on DVD today.
Sir, the DC Superheroes The Filmation Adventures is out today. This is where I was actually introduced to Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Who was, in Newport News, watching all these old cartoons. They have cartoons of The Atom, The Flash, Green Lantern, Hawkman, Teen Titans, and the JLA. They're those limited animations.
And we needed these because we were watching The Super Friends, and that's all we had was the stinking
this
Super Friends.
This was before The Super
Friends. And we were like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
This
I have my timeline wrong.
This is late 60s, early
70s.
Oh,
I have my timeline way wrong. Huh.
Yeah,
okay,
baby.
So this is what sort of gave birth to the Super Friends. It's Super Friends' mom.
Uh-huh.
Love Boat, Season 1, Volume 2. Oh, apparently, the Love Boat first season was chock full of so much Burt Convy-Charo goodness.
They split it.
Took two sets just to get Season 1 of the frackin' Love Boat available on DVD.
Well, that's all right. Today, collected in one set, sir. Caroline in the City, the first season.
Huh? All right. I think that's awesome because I liked that show. I admit it. I take heat for two shows that I really enjoyed, Caroline in the City and Suddenly Susan. I liked them both. Thank you very much. And, yeah, I know. And now Caroline in the City is out, and we may actually buy this.
I knew you were
this.
Happy.
Speaking of Love Boat, by the way, have I mentioned before my favorite Love Boat episode?
No.
The Billy Crystal episode where he was the kissing bandit.
Oh.
I was a kid, and I thought that was the coolest fracking thing I had ever seen. He wore a mask and a hat.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Well, you know, right. That way they couldn't arrest you.
Well.
Stephen Chow's got a film out today, sir. CJ7. Most people know him from Kung Fu Hustle and Shaolin Soccer.
I missed CJ1 through 6, though.
Bill Cosby's in it, that'll be fantastic. It's sort of a kid's movie. It's an alien movie, but it's laughing, it's funny, and it's heartwarming.
How about the feminine yumminess that is in True Calling? The complete series is out today. That is, correct me if I'm wrong, Elijah Dushku?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, my goodness. The whole thing? I don't know. Was it one season or two?
I believe it's just the one.
Anyway, the whole darn thing is right there, man. You can buy it. It's there today.
And, of course, if you could help out Wesley Snipes, The Art of War 2,
oh, man.
Betrayal is out today.
Yeah, give him a couple of bucks, would you? He's Blade, man.
I have the first Art of War film. Yeah. I don't know that I remember it that much, but I remembered it. I own it, so I must have liked it enough to pick it up at some point.
You ever read the Sun Tzu book?
Yes.
Have you?
Fascinating.
I have not read that.
And that's why you fail.
Machiavelli, I think it's weird. I've read Machiavelli, but not The Prince.
Oh.
Which is the only thing anybody knows. And I can't remember for the life of me. Art of War. He also wrote a book called Art of War. There's two of them. I've never read The Sun Tzu, but I've read that Machiavelli. Huh. How weird is that?
You're strange.
Finally, man. from the Vickers Back Room collection, right. Out today. Girls Gone Wild, Sex Starved Panty Raid, available for your DVD collection now.
Ladies can have that. Okay.
Sure. I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view.
I want to do it.
Really? So, sir, Robert Englund was on one of your favorite shows, Loveline, just the other evening.
I love Loveline.
And they're asking him about, you know, there's remake of Friday the 13th. There's been talk of a remake of Nightmare on Elm Street. It's going to happen. You know what's going to happen. And Robert Englund says that he heard that Billy Bob Thornton was going to be cast as the new Freddy Krueger. Now, that's a weird rumor. And all I could see is that little sumbitch from Swing Blade.
I like little kids with French fried potatoes.
Nice. I saw him just last night. Ooh. I was flipping channels, watched a little bit of Friday Night Lights, and he was the coach in Friday Night Lights.
There you go.
What a lame movie.
It is.
The TV show is so stupid good, and the movie it came from is just,
eh. All
right, from IGN. Damn it, I knew when I bought this thing.
Yeah. Yeah, we all did.
The most successful James Bond movie ever gets a first damn class upgrade when Casino Royale Collector's Edition comes to DVD October 21st. Free e-movie cash to see the next Bond movie, which, well, you know, there's, what, $8 or $9 of that right there, because you're going to go anyway, so I may have to buy the stupid thing. What else is in there? 7 hours of extras, including new documentaries, never-before-seen footage, commentaries, which the first one didn't have. I'm so pissed. SRP is $29.95 for the two disc, or $38.95, I guess, for the deluxe.
Get ready for a obvious robot chicken parody coming our way, because Seth Green apparently
is
going to be
a robot ostrich now.
No, he might be joining the cast of Heroes.
Seth Green on Heroes.
Seth Green on Heroes. He's expected to play a comic book nerd alongside Breckin Meyer. This is from Ain't It Cool News saying that he is nearing the deal to close this to be in the... Seth Green, Heroes.
He's on the casting couch, is what you're saying. From TMZ, an actor who was featured in The 40-Year-Old Virgin has just been arrested for allegedly viciously knifing his ex-girlfriend.
What?
Shelly Malil. It's a guy. Huh. You see his picture, you'd recognize him. Shelly Malil allegedly went to his ex's home yesterday and stabbed her in her home near San Diego as many as 20 times. The victim's two children were at home at the time of the attack. A neighbor jumped the attacker, but he escaped. Malil was arrested at an Amtrak station in San Diego. Because there's your quick getaway.
Amtrak.
A train, not to mention Amtrak. The identity and condition of the victim's unknown. Malil gained national attention by playing Chad, one of the Budweiser, what are you doing? What's up, guys? And he was in 40-Year-Old Virgin. Look up the link, you'll see the guy, and you're like, oh, that guy.
That guy.
What the hell is wrong with you, man?
Oh, wow. So Paris Hilton wants to have a superhero based on herself. And so who else do you go to?
Stanley?
You go to Stan Lee.
Damn right you do.
You go to Stan Lee. So Stan Lee is going to make a new MTV cartoon. He's going to help invent a character for a Paris Hilton superhero that we'll be able to see soon.
Great.
So good for you, Stan.
Because the world needs
make
that.
Make her dance for you, Stan.
Yeah,
do
make
something.
Her dance. Like Stripperella? Wasn't that the name of the one that he did for
Pam Anderson?
Pam Anderson.
You know that happened.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Let's do it, boys and girls. As soon as I find my copy.
Yeah, find
you
your
think
notes
I'd have memorized it by now. Geek Radio Daily, a production of Real Media Radio Network. Subscribe to iTunes. Review us while you're there. Join the social
Please.
Geek working over at geekradiodaily.com/forums. Geek Radio Daily licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license. Check out the new store at cafepress.com and email us at podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
We're so dying here.
Just relax. We're not in trouble yet.
What yet? Monsters out there, leaking in here, all sinking in no power? When do you think we're in trouble?